Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to talk about the reality of death after life and the reality of heaven. Throughout the centuries of time, this question has plagued the hearts and minds of people. Is there any life after we die our physical death? If you study cultures, you will find out that this idea of life after death has been in various cultures for many, many centuries. The majority of cultures did believe in some type of life after death. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, we find this interesting scripture, and it says, "He," referring to God, "has also set eternity into their heart." When man was created, the Bible tells us that God actually planted a sense of eternity into the hearts of men, a longing to know that there's more to life than just the life that we live on this earth and then it's over when we die. There has been a hope of immortality in the hearts of men as long as they have existed. We know that the Egyptian culture believed in life after death. They constructed the amazing pyramids because they believed that when the Pharaoh died and when anyone died, they would go into another life. And they equipped those pyramids with all kinds of things for the person who was buried to use in their next life. We see this in the American Indian culture as well, where burial mounds with their weapons of a bow and arrow and other objects would be buried with the dead person so that they could use those things in the life to come. The Babylonians also had a concept of some type of life beyond the grave. They believed in a resurrection from the dead. They believed in judgment and eternal punishment. And they also would bury their dead with containers of food and drink. So we see across cultures, across the ages, that people have come to a place where they believe that there was some type of life after death. Only in more recent civilization, where materialism has become such a focus of life, that people have come to a conclusion that there is nothing beyond this natural, physical, material life. But recent medical advancements have actually given us some insight into life after death because of innovations that have allowed medical practitioners to resuscitate people who have been declared clinically dead. Clinical death is when there's no heartbeat and no respiration. And yet, because of advances in cardiopulmonary resuscitation, we have recorded testimonies of people who have died clinically, and when they were resuscitated, could actually recount an experience of leaving their body and going to another place after they had ceased to breathe and ceased to have their heart beating. Dr. Maurice Rawlings, a medical doctor, cardiologist, and former professor of medicine at the University of Tennessee, was a man who was basically agnostic, though he had been raised in church and in Sunday school as a child. He had come to the place where he simply believed that religion was hocus pocus and death was nothing more than painless extinction. But he had a very traumatic experience while resuscitating one of his patients. This man had been on the treadmill being given a stress test because of chest pains. And while being exercised on that treadmill and having the heart monitors monitoring his heartbeat, he suddenly went into full cardiac arrest and dropped dead right in the doctor's office. Dr. Rawlings began to attempt to resuscitate this man, giving him cardiac massage and mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. But something unusual that he had never observed before occurred when the man would regain his heartbeat and his respiration. The man would begin screaming, "I'm in hell! I'm in hell!" He was terrified, and he pleaded with the doctor to help him. The doctor was quite taken aback by this and was especially disturbed because the look on the man's face he described as being worse than the expressions he had seen in death. The patient had a grotesque grimace expressing sheer horror. His pupils were dilated and he was perspiring and trembling, and he looked as if his hair was standing on end. And the fear that had gripped this man and his extreme insistence that he was in hell, shook this doctor to the core. Dr. Rawlings continued to work on resuscitating this man, but every time he went to reach for a medical implement, the man's heart would stop again. His respiration would stop again. And when he would be brought to consciousness again, the patient would resume his screaming. "Don't you understand? I'm in hell. Every time you stop, I go back to hell. You must help me." It was from this terrifying experience that Dr. Maurice Rawlings went back to reading the Bible, and he began to examine and explore what the Bible said about hell and death and life after death. He eventually became a Christian and wrote a book entitled Beyond Death's Door, where he recorded not only this man's experience that I've just described, but many other experiences of patients who were resuscitated from clinical death. He found out through his studies that approximately 50% of those who were resuscitated were able to give an account of having a life after death experience that was very positive and pleasant. They would describe scenes of light or of going to a place that was very beautiful, seeing people who have died before them, being taken up to a gate, and other such descriptions that seemed consistent with biblical descriptions of heaven. But approximately 50% of these patients who were interviewed who could recall what happened during this period of clinical death described horrifying experiences where they saw hellish figures, flames, lakes of fire, and other descriptions of darkness and falling into a deep tunnel of darkness and flame. Dr. Rawlings said, "Just listening to these patients has changed my whole life. There is a life after death. And if I don't know where I'm going, it's not safe to die." Friends, that is the truth. If you don't know where you're going after you die, it's not safe to die. There is life after death. Every single person lives eternally in one destination or another. Hell is a very real place, and heaven is a very real place. If you have placed your trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you have heaven to look forward to, and you have turned your back on hell and all that it holds. But if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you have something to fear and death. God offers to you eternal life. Satan offers to you a life of doing whatever you want on this earth, but then of sheer torment and eternal punishment after you die. If you have never given your life over to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, do it right now. Pray and ask God. Say, I know I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I give my heart and my life to you, and I ask you to help me walk with you all the days of my life. Know that when you pray and ask Jesus into your heart and ask for his forgiveness, he grants it. He loves you. He'll forgive you. Now seek him with all of your heart, and you can be assured that when you die, you'll meet him in heaven. Join me tomorrow as we take a look at the reality of heaven right here on Keys to Victorious Christian Living. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.